from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A little 50. Queens, get the money. It's happening. Because they're making it happen. The Make It Happen Mets. Carlos Mendoza on the mic right now. I'm just online looking at all the reaction from Mets fans and reporters as, yeah, that's 8 in a row. Good times in Flushing. I can't even be mad at it. I'm jealous of it, honestly. Yankees haven't put together an 8-game win streak. I mean, when was the last Yankees win streak? I think they might have put together a 4- or 5-game win streak. Keep it going. Not a long way to go, but still a little bit of a ways to go. You've got an MVP candidate. You've got a rotation with guys that are doing enough, a bullpen that's solid enough, and a lineup with guys that can hit. 888-808-1019. What a story it'll be for the Mets that were 11 games under 500 to actually be a postseason team. What a story it'll be in year one of your new president of baseball operations to actually make the dance, and you know you can make noise in the dance. I think there's a redemption story being written here as well if you get an opportunity to knock out the Braves head-to-head. I think there's a redemption story here as well if you potentially end up facing the Padres again. Who knows? Who knows how it's going to shake out? It's halftime in Brazil. The Packers are up 19-17. We can do both football and baseball. I've got calls on both. And before we get out of this hour, I already gave you my Super Bowl pick, the Houston Texans, C.J. Stroud, and the Green Bay Packers with Jordan Love. I'd like to see, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes not go back to another Super Bowl. I'd like to see another team get there out of the NFC besides the 49ers, and the Packers have that type of pedigree. They've been to a few Super Bowls over the last couple of decades. I think this new young group that they have can get back. I'll give you my division winners, but let's get back to the phone. Let's go to Dover. Pete in Dover. What's up, Pete? You're on the Fan.
Keith, you remember me? Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Pete? I don't know. Maybe I remember you. I don't remember you by name and location. Tell me more.
Remember, I got kicked off for saying the S word. Second time, talked about Judge Seafoam like last week.
Yes, I know. I remember the call now. Yeah, this is a children's program. We got to keep it clean.
Oh my God, children's program. I hear these guys talking all crazy words.
Yeah, well, kids listen to my show. Anyway, I try to keep it PG-13.
Oh, for sure. I work with kids. So we love the kids. We love the youth. So I just want to talk about, I'm a little jelly with what's going on with the Mets, but it's more about scrutiny over Aaron Boone. Of course, Mendoza beats him out in the Boone versus Mendoza, who's the better skipper.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go down that path to talk about it. I started to go that way, and I'm like, nah, I'll leave that alone.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing to talk about. That's why I gave you a ring, because Sal, Locato, they were talking about it, and, you know, starting Jermaine Jones, sitting Austin Wells, not making moves with Clay, you know, Glaber, DJ
LeMahieu.
And then you got, yeah, DJ LeMahieu. It's like, it's a little funny how bad the Yankees are making moves. And it Boone deserves some scrutiny. What do you think?
Yeah, I will say this, though. It's also about who you take your commands from. Thanks for the call, Pete. They're in lockstep. Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone talk every day. There's nothing that is being done without Brian Cashman knowing or even saying to. And I think the same thing goes for David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza. That's why Mendoza got the job. Because when David Stearns came in, he said, I'm not rocking with Buck Showalter. I'm not trying to get through to Buck. I'm not going to be arguing with Buck. I need my own guy, handpicked. And I'm sure in the interview process, they talked about different things from analytics to young players to development to how the bullpen is going to go, what they're going to do with guys, how they're going to treat guys. The standard that they've established now, the culture that they are establishing now with the New York Mets, the manager and the president of baseball operations are on the same page. 888-808-1019. So I think the same can be said for Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman. So if you're comparing managers, a first-year manager versus an eight-year manager, I mean, Carlos Mendoza has got a guy that is helping him, a guy that is helping him make decisions, and I'm not taking anything away from Carlos Mendoza. He's a baseball guy with a ton of respect. If you've heard me talk about him as the bench coach of the Yankees and the little things that I picked up on, and I mean, I even had Oswaldo Cabrera come on, and one of the first things I asked him was, hey, speak about Carlos Mendoza. He's revered. He's respected. He's a baseball lifer that most people knew eventually would be in this seat, but it took the Mets to take a chance on him, and look how it's paying off. He might be manager of the year, but like, I just think his demeanor fits this team and this city. Steady Mendy. I tip my cap, man, and it's hilarious that the Yankees had him in their organization. I mean, the Yankees had Rob Thompson in their organization. The Yankees had Joe Girardi in their organization. Let's talk to Tony in Port St. Lucie, where the Mets play down in spring training. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Keith. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, doing a little bit of football and baseball at the same time.
Good. I just want to give you your props for calling out Otani. I'm betting and that his interpreter probably took the fall for him, and he probably has a nice...
Oh.
He probably has an extra $10 million in his checking account right now.
I'm not stupid. I wasn't born yesterday. When that all was breaking, I was like, everything that was coming out was fishy. You can't tell me that guy just lost that many millions of dollars and didn't know about it. You can't tell me, but I understood. Like, he's a cash cow for Japan, for Major League Baseball. It did no good for them to prosecute him. So, of course, Keith, FBI investigated. Yeah, whatever, bro. Like, you just can't tell me that Ipe was stealing money from him, a guy that they were literally together. I watched the Soul Series. I got up to watch the Soul Series, Dodgers-Padres. They were literally yucking it up in the dugout, and then the next day there's this huge scandal.
Right. And that's why you still need local radio, because the national stations, the hosts are never going to call that out, because it's just, you know, it's just, they're not going to do that. That's why local radio is still the best.
I don't care. I don't care. I got some flack for it on Twitter, too. They're like, oh, this, what are you saying? This guy's crazy. It was alleged. No, yeah, a lot of things are alleged. But all you got to do is just read the tea leaves. A lot of things get swept under the rug for powerful people, certain people, because you know what? They need Ohtani. And it was the beginning of the season and whatever. I just, not my MVP, right? Even I threw out there that he hit his wife. How come we didn't know anything about his wife until right about now? He's so secretive about everything. Mm-hmm. What else are you hiding, mm-hmm. Ohtani? What else are you being secretive about?
And I just want to get to my Yankees point really quick, if I could. I was at the series opener. I don't know if you were there. It was the last Saturday against the Cardinals.
No, I got COVID, and I was so mad. I still haven't gotten my Aaron Judge football jersey, but I wasn't able to attend.
Sorry about that. Yeah, but no, I mean, yeah, the Yankees beat them down. I think it was like 6-3. But I don't know. You're watching at home, but I was sitting on the third baseline about 12 rows up, and I had a good view into the Yankees dugout. And Soto, at that point, it was the third inning. He hit he had a sack fly, so it ended up being 2-2, right? And everyone was dapping him up in the bullpen, and he kind of like just bypassed Chisholm, and then they kind of like gave each other a weird glare, like when he was going towards the water cooler, and I could tell those two guys are big personalities, but. Also, I noticed something else during that game, which is kind of weird, because just being there is a little bit different, because Yes only shows you certain angles that they want you to see, when Volpe got the go-ahead run hit, him and Oswaldo Cabrera, they locked eyes, and...
Let's go, Tony. Well, no, I do not. I don't think Oswaldo Cabrera and Anthony Volpe are dating. I also don't know how much truth there is to the beef that exists or the dislike between Jazz Chisholm and Juan Soto, but not the first that I've heard of it. I've gone to a good amount of games. I haven't been in eye shot to pick up any of that. I can understand Juan Soto being new here and everything being about Juan Soto and Jazz Chisholm coming through here and then a lot of hype and expectations with Jazz, who, I mean, Jazz was kind of stealing his thunder for a little bit. Jazz was coming in out homering Juan Soto. They used to be division rivals, Nationals, Marlins. All these ball players in the off seasons trained together, and Jazz being down there in Miami, Juan Soto having a home in Miami, there could be more to the story than meets the eye, but they're on the same team now. I don't care about all that. I actually don't mind all of that. I don't need these guys to be best pals. I don't need these guys to be BFFs. I need these guys to win baseball games, and sometimes you need a little bit of edge like that. Sometimes, you know, you need a little bit of a rivalry going on. I don't know. There's not much to that for me. Christian is in Northport. Christian, you're on the Fan.
Hey, first time, long time. What's up, Keith? How
you
doing?
Hey, ding, 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 ding. Welcome in. Thanks for making the call. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, I mean, I want to switch it up. I want to talk about the Jets a little bit. I mean, I feel like our offensive line doesn't get enough love. I was looking at some old highlights, and I was watching even Brett Favre going all the way back to them, and, like, even Mark Sanchez. Our offensive line looks so much better, and like I feel like our offensive line looks great nowadays, and I wanted to ask you, I feel like, you know, the trenches doesn't get enough love, and you know, most teams don't build around the trenches, and I wanted to ask you if that's like a, you know, a big key to a team, and honestly I feel like the Jets have switched it around a long bit, you know.
It was a focus. I mean, not only is it a big key, like it was a priority in this offseason. Because you have to protect Aaron Rodgers above everything else. You lost him 4 plays in. You can't lose him this year at all. Like, he needs to be healthy the entire season. Yes, you also have the backup in Tyrod, which is insurance, but you need to keep Aaron Rodgers healthy and upright. You go get Tyron Smith. And he's a guy that's, you know, one step away from an injury, but he's healthy right now. You go get Morgan Moses. AVT, you got to keep him healthy. Tippmann is back this year. You know, the Jets' offensive line is as healthy as they're going to be as a unit. You know,
yeah.
Once you start playing these games, guys are banged up through the rest of the season. They're as healthy as they're going to be. They're going up against the Niners. But the thing that I'm waiting to see is, you know, how they gel together, how they play together, because that takes a while to come together. But you know what's going to help them a lot? They have a quarterback that's going to get into the right play, check out of plays, make sure the protection's right. They have a quarterback that is so cerebral. He knows. He can just Check where the safeties are. Look where the linebackers are. See how many guys have their hand in the ground and know what the rush is going to look like. Know how many they have to drop into protection. Just know that. And you had quarterbacks in the past that you know, that was a little bit above their pedigree, pay grade. Zach Wilson, he needed to be around Aaron Rodgers a little bit longer to be able to pick up that stuff in a live game. I think you're going to see Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to get hit at age 40. You're going to see Aaron Rodgers getting to the right plays. You're going to see the protection there, and you're going to see a much improved offensive line, and that's where it starts in the trenches. And don't let me leave out that you have one of the better running backs in the league, a guy that doesn't need a gaping wide hole to break one. Now imagine you start, pushing guys around and open up the way for Breece Hall. He's going to have a big year.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a great 1-2 punch, especially with, Breece Hall and Braylon Allen. It's going to be like a nice thunder and lightning back there, almost like what we saw with the Giants in their, last Super Bowl win.
They're both thunder and lightning. They both can run you over. Don't compare them to Tiki. Don't compare them to Ahmad Bradshaw and Ron Damon, none of that. Like, they're their own guys. They're young. These guys are young.
Yeah.
Braylon Allen's the youngest guy in the league.
Hey, Breece is 21, still young. Right? Yeah. What is he, 21?
These guys are both monsters in the weight room. They're men amongst men, even though they're young guys. And they both have speed. They both can run. There's going to be hell to pay for defenses late in games when the Jets have a lead, and they're just like, well, we're just going to run it down your throat. Here, go, Breece. Breece, you tired? Braylon Allen, get some. Isaiah Davis.
Yeah, I think Braylon Allen in the red zone at like 5 yards in is going to be, oh my God, he's going to be great. He's going to be a number one waiver wire pickup come like week two, week three of like fantasy, honestly.
Yeah, but I think they're still going to pay off Breece. The kid's a rookie. I think they're going to give him maybe some third and ones, some fourth and ones, maybe some short yardage. But like when you get to the end zone, Breece got to get those end zone touches. He's number two fantasy back. He's like a top five pick in fantasy. I think they're gonna.
Oh yeah.
They're gonna feed Breece at inside the 20-yard line.
No, but that Tyron, Tyron Smith, like, oh man, what a great pickup!
Don't let me forget John Simpson as
veteran,
well.
Even though he plays like last year or the past couple of years, he played what like 5-6 games. But even that, like, he's a great veteran.
He's a monster, though. He's a future Hall of Famer, though. There are not many guys like when you saw that joint practice with. Kayvon Thibodeau trying to go up against Tyron Smith. He was just standing him straight up. It was a man amongst boys. It was no contest.
Crazy.
Yeah, so there's a lot of guys that they can't do anything with Tyron Smith over there.
I think the best pickup, though, that was just made was Tyrod Taylor, honestly. Like, as long as you have a good backup, just in case, knock on wood.
You can go to sleep at night. You can sleep well at night knowing that, hey, four plays in last year, they had Zach Wilson, and it was like, well, damn, you should have known that Zach Wilson was one play away. And then they went through weeks after weeks after weeks of telling you that they believe in Zach, that Zach has been here, that Zach can get it done, and then they brought in Trevor Siemian. And you actually had to watch Timmy Boyle play.
Oh, it was brutal.
Alan Lazard will be better this year because he didn't come here to play with Timmy Boyle. He came here to play with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So here it comes. Thanks for the call, Christian. Jets fans, get ready. I know it's long. Like, you got to wait till Monday night. But, I mean, this is one of the better rosters, better teams that you have. Don't forget about Olu Fashanu waiting in the wings in case somebody does go down. They've had him play left tackle, right tackle. Like, they have crossed their T's and dotted their I's this year. They have weapons. They have an offensive line. They have a backup quarterback. And you don't got to worry about the defense. We know what the Jets defense is. Okay, so let's see. The Bear and Ryan next up. When we come back, we'll go to you guys. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I have to take another break. I mean, started rolling with all the Mets conversation. We're starting to get Mets calls in as the Mets win 8 in a row. They're rolling. You could tell the vibes and energy coming out of Citi Field are up. More fans showing up. Mark Vientos walks it off. I do want to get my division winners in. Casamigos, big shot of the night at 11. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Thanks for holding. Thanks for waiting. Dial 888-808-1019 if you would like to talk on the Fan. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. Another 5-hour KM to AM. Time flies. when you're having fun. I had Goose Gossage on to talk about the Yankees and the little event that we're doing in Garfield, New Jersey coming up. If you want to see some Yankee legends like Bucky Dent and Roy White, we'll be celebrating Thurman Munson at the Venetian on September 19th. Go to hellopif.org to get tickets. I also had my friend Thais come on, who is from Sao Paulo, Brazil, where right now the Green Bay Packers lead the Philadelphia Phillies 26-24. It is a great game. So far, the NFL is king, and they're standing on business. This is why we're king. Are you not entertained? This game looks like it's going to come down to the wire again, and it's already they already have more points than were scored last night. The over of last night hit, and over is going to hit here as well. I think the over already hit. I forget what the over-under was. Like, I wasn't planning on betting this game because I didn't think I was going to be able to watch it, but we were able to get it on here at WFAN. I threw a couple touchdown props together. I know I had Saquon Barkley, two touchdowns, but I think I parlayed it with Josh Jacobs and Josh Jacobs' rushing yards. He's got 10 rushing yards, no touchdowns, so that's not looking great. Saquon Barkley only 36 rushing yards. Jaden Reed is the story for the Packers. That little guy, he's a jitterbug. He can go. He's made some plays. Two touchdowns, so got eyes on that. We're obviously talking NFL. I gave you my Super Bowl pick. I think Jordan Love and the Packers are on their way. The Packers, this is what they do. They go to Super Bowls. They have a great history and a pedigree of getting to the Super Bowl. And in their division, they've got to knock down the Lions. They've got to hold off the Bears. But why can't they get to the Super Bowl? I told you I think it's C.J. Stroud versus Jordan Love. It was almost that last year. These are two teams that were in the playoffs and won playoff games last year. They won the first round. So I'm expecting them to take that experience young and build on it this year. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the phones before I give you my division winners. The Mets have won 8 in a row. In 10 innings, they defeat the Cincinnati Reds. They walk them off 6-4, and they're partying in Queens. Ryan is in New York. What's up, Ryan? You're on the Fan.
Yeah.
What up?
Dude, I'm just leaving the game. I just witnessed my first Mets walk-off.
Oh, congrats.
Of my 25 years of existence.
Congratulations, because that was a...
I think they're going for it all. If I can be so bold, I think they're going for it all. Did the Braves win tonight? Are they still neck and neck with the Braves? What's the story?
Yeah, because the Braves won, so there's they didn't gain anything. But whatever, they're in it. When you look at the wild card and you look at that dotted line, they're tied for it, and you will have a series down there in Atlanta to change that. So
I don't know many things. All I know is the Braves are scared, and the Mets run New York City.
Thanks for the call, Ryan. I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad you got to see your first walk off. And like I was saying before Ryan called, some whatever minutes ago, like the whole you got to believe thing, you're starting to believe thing, these guys were left for dead, they're resilient, they've got 9 lives. When you win like this, when you're rounding into form at this time of the baseball season, people start to actually dream. And it starts to kill the negative fans that think the other shoe is about to drop. There's nobody calling up tonight saying, nah, this isn't real. There's nobody calling up to say, yeah, well, it's fun while it lasted, but there's no way they keep this going. No, it's quite the opposite. When you see them put together an 8-game win streak, which right now it already was, but is still the longest win streak in baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies have a 6-game win streak. You're looking at the New York Mets like, okay, you got to seal the deal. You've got to get in now. There is no turning back. There is no failure. There is no good season if you end up a half game short. 888-808-1019. The other night I was talking about first world probs versus third world probs. And that's like an internet thing, but there's a saying that if we all threw our problems into a circle and you saw everyone else's, you'd take your own problems back. And the analogy I was making with the first world problems, third world problems, I think I used people complaining about where to charge their Tesla. Oh, there's not enough charging stations. I got this Tesla and too many people are getting them now. I don't know where to charge my Tesla. I gotta drive my BMW instead and go to the gas station. Oh, boo-hoo, first world probs. Meanwhile, third world probs are, I can't afford a car. I can't afford somebody to come pick me up in their car. I've got to take the bus everywhere. I've got to take the train everywhere. which problem would you rather have? Now, with the Yankees, they have first place problems. They should be well out in front in first place. But they'd rather be right than to do the right things, right? They'd rather tell you that Clay Holmes is the closer. DJ LeMahieu still got it. Austin Wells doesn't need to be the everyday starter. They don't need to make that many moves at the deadline. They don't need to call Jason Dominguez up. And they're tied for first place. And through this whole season where they were the first team to 50 wins and the Baltimore Orioles have been struggling, they haven't been able to create any space because they want to be stuck on stupid. Those are first place problems. Now, the third place wild card team problems that the Mets have, those are fun. I don't think those are problems. Obviously, there's a way different expectation for where the Mets are going to be this year versus the Yankees. But it seems like Mets fans are having fun watching this team and their third place, third wild card spot problems. Up in the Bronx, the Bear, back on the fan. How you doing?
How are you, Keith?
I'm good.
I'm a little mad, so you, if you don't mind, I'm going to tee you off because I, you know, first of all, in the Bronx, baseball's king. I understand that football's king, but not when you play in Brazil. And as for what's going on with us, I'm really ticked off. Bring up this kid. Let's stop the nonsense. You are calling it exactly like I see it, Keith. I mean, Wells has got to play. LeMahieu, there's nothing we can do for him. We've had the patience to play him as much as he can. It's not happening, you know. I mean, and the bullpen, I wanted Hader. I didn't get him. George would have gotten him. And I'm tired of this. We're the best team in the history of all sports. And they're playing us like little boys and girls. We're not. We know what we got. Bring him up now. I'm sorry, Keith.
You don't have to apologize. There's a lot of people that are saying the same thing. What are we doing? What are we waiting for?
But look, Keith. Do we want a World Series? We're gonna lose a chance at a World Series over a draft choice and stupid decision.
No, and that's not even the thing. We're beyond that. I mean, it's September 6th. Thanks for the call, Bear. Like, we got to clear that up. That was a conversation like 2-3 weeks ago. The whole thing about service time and rookie of the year and a draft pick. First off, to hell with that. That doesn't mean anything. I'm not worried about the future. I'm worried about right now. I'm worried about the season we're in. Second off, that time has passed. So, you know, the whole Verdugo at bats thing, that, you know, that's still potentially out there, but they don't care about that. I really don't think they care about Verdugo's at bats. The 95 at bats that he would get where he wouldn't be. I don't think they care about that. I legitimately think, because these guys always have some type of numbers. They have numbers that told you IKF was one of the best defensive shortstops in baseball. And then when they got to the American League Championship, they called up Oswald Peraza to replace him, a rookie that hadn't played the whole year. What happened to your numbers in the last round? What happened to your numbers when the games meant the most? You went back on that? Interesting. So here we are now. I don't think they're going to get that far with Alex Verdugo. I don't think they're going to let Alex Verdugo struggle in the postseason, but I do question the loyalty to him. And I just was seeing something on Baseball Night in New York with Andy Martino and those guys talking about it, and supposedly he's saying it's not loyalty to Verdugo. They legitimately wake up and go to sleep at night and think that Verdugo gives the New York Yankees a better chance to win, batting ninth in that lineup, grounding out to second base to lead the league with the most ground outs to second base in the league by far. Not hustling to first. He's compromised because he ran into the wall last week in D.C. So he picks his spots and the manager allows it. They think that that dude gives the New York Yankees the best chance to win and that Alex Verdugo is not ready. 888-808-1019. You just have to accept it. When I opened up tonight, I said, you're a diehard fan. They're diehard decision makers. They will die hard on these decisions. They do it every time. They do it every single time. No one asked for Josh Donaldson. None of us. They kept rolling him out there. Aaron Hicks was cooked for years. But since he was under contract, right, since they got up, they gave him that 7-year contract, well, we got to try and get a return on investment, put him out there. It's trash. It's terrible. Same thing with Seve last year. When the Yankee fan that is always optimistic, the Yankee fan that never says die, that says we still have a chance, that Yankee fan was watching Severino go out there and be batting practice, get mollywopped. Boop, 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 home runs. First inning, second inning. And they kept putting him out there. They kept putting him out there. They knew he couldn't pitch. He himself told the media, I feel like the worst pitcher in the major leagues of baseball right now. And the Yankees said, no, you're not. You're good. You're good. We're paying you. You're going to pitch. 888-808-1019. How many examples do you need? Joey Gallo. They traded for Joey Gallo, even though he was the worst statistical batter that you've seen for the Yankees ever. They kept putting him there. They kept putting him in. I remember being at the Subway Series, and they pinch hit Joey Gallo, and that was my cue to leave in 2022. Unserious. I can't take y'all serious. The worst hitter we've ever seen in pinstripes? You're pinch hitting? Oh, yeah, got to build his confidence, find a spot to get him going. Are you dense? It's not going to work. They told you Gleyber Torres was the shortstop of the future. I can keep giving you guys all of these. I can keep throwing them out. It's what they do. From Clay Holmes to DJ LeMahieu. Remember when they traded for Andrew Heaney? Man, I was so excited to watch that Field of Dreams game, Andrew.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever.
Of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Greeny. They had to start him, had to roll him out there. That's what they do, bro. They pick up JD Davis and they bat him cleanup. And then they try and justify it. And they tell you you're bugging out. Piss on your head, tell you it's raining. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Keith McPherson on the fan, taking your calls. I see the calls coming in now. Mets fans excited about the win, and I'm excited for you. At least somebody in town is respecting the game. At least somebody in town is giving their fans what they want. At least somebody in town is handling business, controlling what they can control down the stretch. Got eyes still on this Packers game. About 7 minutes left in the third quarter, 26-24, Packers over the Eagles. When we come back, I'll give you my division winners. I see somebody is reacting to my Super Bowl pick. We'll talk all through that. I'm on until 12. Casamigos, big shot of the night at 11. We got plenty of time. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
Yo, 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 yo.
Friday night on The Fan in New York. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. Taking your calls. Talking sports. What else? This Brazil game is great. This fourth quarter, if you're not watching, you should tune in. It's 31-26 now. The Eagles just came back to take the lead, and it's been back and forth. There's been a lot of points, a lot of scoring, and I think we're in for a great finish here like we had last night. Maybe even better. Speaking of finishes, the Mets finish off this game in 10 innings, walking it off dramatic fashion. Mark Vientos, 25 homers on his way to potentially having a 30-homer year after not even playing the first month. So we're taking calls from Mets fans talking about that. Of course, we're talking about the Yankees. When are we not? When are we not talking about the most overhyped franchise living off the past that is allowed to do so because they have so many built-in, baked-in, diehard fans that they know are never going anywhere, and they can literally piss on their heads and tell them it's raining. Let's go to Ronnie in Toms River, New Jersey. Ronnie, you're on the fence.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Good, man. Enjoying the football being back, so it's not just Yankee baseball and nonsense. And, you know, this time of year is a great time for sports fans.
100%. Good palate cleanse. Kind of,
a little refresh.
Hitting
refresh, realizing that there's some other stuff out there than watching 100%. Clay Holmes blow saves.
Totally. No, I get it. So your Super Bowl pick. I wanted to know the AFC pick for the Texans. What led you to think that they're going to go into Arrowhead Stadium or even to Baltimore and win on the road?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they have the number one seed. I don't have any faith in the Ravens. I think the Ravens, it's in their head. Even their comments after the game, Lamar Jackson being like, looked like a touchdown to me. I think it was a touchdown. No, you lost, bro. It would have been a touchdown if you hit Zay Flowers. And then even Isaiah Likely talking about, if this was their best shot, we'll see him in the postseason. Yeah, and they'll beat you. They're postseason proven. They have rings. You don't. Like, the Ravens, I think, are mentally defeated. I don't think they stand a chance. But I think C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans, and that group, I think they got stronger on offense and defense. I think they'll be up to task. They'll be up to the challenge. Maybe it won't be at NRG Stadium in Houston, but I think they could potentially go on the road. It's more so I don't want to pick the Chiefs. But after watching the Chiefs last night, all I could do was tip my cap to Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, the defense, and Patrick Mahomes, and say, who's stopping them? Because in that division, Bo Nix isn't stopping them. Gardner Minshew's not stopping them. Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert aren't stopping them. So they could potentially sweep their division and have another cakewalk to the Super Bowl. But I just had to pick someone else because when has anyone else hit a three-peat in the NFL?
No, that's actually a very good point with the three-peat, but I think the Chiefs have the best shot of three-peating just because they consistently change who they are year to year. Their defense carried them last year. The year before that, obviously, their high-power offense. This year, they completely revamped their offense to do a speed drag race.
Yeah,
all over the field.
They change who they are in-game. Like, there was a point in the second half where they come out. I'm like, okay, now you're going to see all their tight ends. Not Kelsey, but you're going to see Watson. You're going to see Noah Gray. Yep. They're going to hit you with different formations where the defense is going to be like, what's happening? And then they'll do an end around. Then they'll do a little Z route underneath to Rashee Rice. Then you'll see Travis Kelsey in a scramble drill wide open. Like, there's just so many ways that they can beat you.
And their defense is so underrated. I mean, Chris Jones consistently is
he's a man.
Beast.
He was manhandling that rookie. Like there was no, they had no answer for him.
Yeah.
Lamar's yelling at his offensive line. You can yell and scream at him. They can't block him.
Right. And that game could have get out of hand too with those two turnovers they had. They kept in the field goals. That game could have been a blowout. That's why I just think that I think C.J. Stroud overall, I think he's going to have a regress year. I think that teams can look at what they did last year, and it's up to the Texans to kind of evolve what they did last year, kind of like the Chiefs are doing right now.
But that's why they added Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon to that offense.
Stephon Diggs, man. He's already yapping at C.J. Stroud already, man.
I don't think that's going to bother him when he has Tank Dell and Nico Collins, also Dalton Schultz. Like, he's going to throw the ball to the open receiver. He's not going to be Josh Allen like, okay, I'll get you the ball, Diggs.
Yeah, but how is that going to happen? Diggs is that type of wide receiver where he doesn't put up the numbers. He pouts.
Yeah, but he's new there. He's new there. I think their culture's already established with D'Amico Ryans and those guys. I'm very excited to see what their defense looks like with Danielle Hunter obviously with Will Anderson, Stingley. I just think they have enough talent to actually win that division and then go toe-to-toe with the Chiefs, and the coaching's got to be there.
Yeah, that's a stretch. That's a stretch. I mean, it's a lot to prove. I mean, you know, if they want the crown, they got the best not miss, not the king, right?
We'll see. So, they might have trouble with the Jaguars. They might have trouble with Anthony Richardson, Jonathan Taylor, and the Colts. But that's why, you know, that's why we speculate and we make these picks and we try to guess right now. And most times we're wrong. What do you think about the Packers, though? You think the Packers can't get to the Super Bowl?
I really think that the Packers have a better shot than the Texans of making it to the Super Bowl just because the NFC is so wide open, man. It's actually really ridiculous. I know your Cowboys are up there, but they're
not going to get it done. They never get it done.
Shaky, right?
They're never getting it
Eagles,
done.
Eagles look a little shaky, right? Jalen Hurts kind of up and down in the postseason. I mean, that is ridiculous. The Lions coach
literally said after the game, it's hard to get back here. And I think that he just spoke a bad omen onto his team, that they're not going to get back to the NFC Championship that they should have won. And now they got to deal with the Bears in their division. They obviously have to deal with the Packers in their division. I'm looking at the Packers' pedigree. I'm looking at how the Packers got there with Brett Favre. I'm looking at how the Packers got there with Aaron Rodgers. And I think that they're ready to get there with Jordan Love.
I do agree with that. I just think their defense, did they lose their defensive coordinator? Did he get fired, that defensive Packers defensive coordinator?
I do not know off the top of my head. Let me take a look.
The reason why I bring that up is because that defensive coordinator, that defense, Tommy DeVito, carved them off. You know what I'm talking about last year?
Yep. Jeff Hathley is their new defensive coordinator. But listen, I'll say this, that game, Jordan Love didn't have it. They got caught in the swirling winds of the Meadowlands and, you know, Tommy Cutlet's mania on Monday Night Football, the Giants wearing those slick throwbacks that they had. They just got. But, like, I can't look at that one game from last year and think that, you know, Xavier McKinney and some of these guys on that defense, Jair Alexander, I don't think that they're going to get got like that again. I think they're going to be much improved this year. Thanks for the call, Ronnie. Thanks for the conversation as we talk through it a little bit. Here's my division winners before we go to break. And when we come back, I'll give you the second place, third place, last place teams. Is that Saquon? Is that Saquon? Goodness. Well, he might hit the... I did have him to rush for 100. That's like a 40-yard gain right there. Anyway, we're about to go to break. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night in my last hour of the show. In the NFC East, I have the Dallas Cowboys winning the division. Oh, my God. Dallas Cowboys homer. I have the Dallas Cowboys winning the division. The AFC East, I have the Buffalo Bills winning the division. It's their division until someone dethrones them. In the NFC North, the Detroit Lions. I think they still own the North. The NFC South, the Atlanta Falcons. You like that? Kirk Cousins, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts. The AFC South, I just told you I have the Texans going to the Super Bowl. I think that's their division as well. I think they win. The NFC West, 49ers, of course. Maybe the Rams challenge. The AFC West, Kansas City Chiefs. Duh, that division's weak. Cowboys, Bills, Lions, Ravens, Falcons, Texans, Niners, Chiefs as my division winners. Keith McPherson on the Fan coming up next. Casamigos big shot of the night. And what I like to call open mic time. Whatever sports conversations you want to bring to the table, we can do. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.